Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is a blockbuster scandal that is breaking right now, Lee. It's okay. Huge. The Biden regime paid $12 million, federal money, your money, your tax dollars, to censor you, to censor its political opponents on the enemies list. So, you know, I've been playing this Tony Bobulinski audio.
Mm-hmm.
He's Hunter Biden's business partner. He's like, look, the Bidens, including Joe Biden, committed fraud here. I can prove it. I've got the documents. And you've got Joe Biden, because remember, Bobulinski showed up before the election, right? You've got Joe Biden using federal dollars. You've got federal agencies that wanted to censor you, me, and everybody using your tax dollars to pay nonprofit groups for the right for federal bureaucrats to fill out tickets saying, yeah, I don't like that post. It makes you look bad. Go ahead, take that down. They paid for the privilege of doing that. And for whatever reason, when the election, it was called the Election Integrity Project, approached social media, think about this, individual federal bureaucrats were able to just fill out tickets, get you canceled. They could get your post canceled. They took down 22 million posts in the 2020 election alone.
Without any due process.
No, none whatsoever. It was just they didn't like it. They called it misinformation, and whoop, there it went. And so the documents have just come out. They are devastating. And we got to add some more federal agencies to the list. You want to know what bureaucrats filling out a ticket?
Oh, yeah, let's hear this.
On you? Who's at war with you? Department of Defense.
Oh, great.
$3 million. They call this countering malign influence. That means the truth by people who are not Democrats. They spent another $2 million in the fall of 2021 so they could fill out little tickets, get you censored. That's exciting. So the Department of Defense is now literally at war with you. If you say something that makes Joe Biden look bad. National Science Foundation.
Because we're all about the science, too.
Yeah, we're all about the science. The science is whatever the Democrat Party says. State Department, they're in it, too. They're out for you, $4.7 million in grants. So you paid to censor yourself. You paid to censor yourself. That's what happened. And we have the enemies list, too, by the way. Richard Grenell, who was a Trump administration official, censored. James Woods, censored. Oh, looky here. Gateway Pundit. You know what the deal was with the Gateway Pundit? Coming out of the 2016 election when we still had a little bit of freedom left on social media, Gateway Pundit had made, because of they do an amazing quality reporting at Gateway Pundit. They are months ahead, weeks to months ahead of Fox News and other places like that with the news. Gateway Pundit had made top 100 websites. You remember this? Buy hits in the country. Yep. Not media websites. Websites. They were outperforming Bank of America and Home Depot. That is why Trump won the election. They had to stop it. Gateway Pundit's on here. Donald Trump's on here. Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch.
Yeah.
He is
plenty of time.
Absolutely documented the corruption inside the FBI. He's got to go. Eric Trump is on here. This is an enemies list.
Mm-hmm.
James O'Keefe is on here. Richard Grenell, again, Breitbart News. Breitbart was another one in the top 100. They blew by every single media outlet and hit in that month before the 2016 election, except for New York Times and MSN.com. That was it. They beat every other one. They had become an absolute information powerhouse, but no more. The federal government says so. So we got a crisis here. I mean, this is a crisis. What day is this? It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. Okay. Yeah. So over the weekend, this story broke. Now we've got the funding. We know the Department of Defense is in on it. Has Mitch McConnell, the head of the GOP, said a single damn thing? Even one damn thing? No. No, it's cool. It's all cool with Mitch. It's all good. It's good with Mitch. And, you know, just shut these people up. Where's Kevin McCarthy? AWOL. 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 Bye-bye. Those are the top two ranking people in the Republican Party. You know, at what point are they going to, you know, issue a statement? Do an angry interview? How about a tweet? Nope. Not yet. Maybe they're just waiting for the right time. Huh? Right time? When's that going to be? Because let me tell you what. These groups, Lee, with funding from our tax dollars, are still up and operating right now. In fact, they are so open about it that this Election Integrity Project has admitted on Facebook, on Twitter, we're doing it again. We're doing it right now in the election to make it fair. Make it fair. So, Lee, I mean, I'd ask you, I mean, when the Department of Defense is not sending $39 million to the Wuhan lab to create the COVID virus specifically, that's what the whistleblower, I did my podcast on that yesterday, the Battleground podcast. It'll stand your hair on end.
Mm-hmm.
When the Department of Defense is not funding the creation of COVID directly with our worst enemies on the planet and giving them the technology to do it again, when they're not conducting actual physical biological warfare against you, they are censoring you on social media for talking about it.
And using your tax dollars to do it.
To do it. Yeah. Now, think about this. Let's just, like, just really drive this home, okay? Because you got Tony Bobulinski. You got New York Post censoring. You've got Joe Biden's crimes, Hunter Biden's crimes, all of this. And Biden, the guy who has done all of these illegal things, because we now know he's the big guy. That is beyond a shadow of doubt. We have that in Hunter's own hands. So we know that. We've got all of that stuff on a chain anyway. We've got all of that stuff. Joe Biden and Hunter Biden commit crimes, do nefarious things in concert with our enemies, take their money, and then use the federal government to censor people talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
What a scandal. What a scandal. We've never seen the likes of this from the founding. And the Department of Defense is in on it. State Department's in on it. Department of Homeland Security is in on it. What the heck? Remember when we started the Department of Homeland Security? We were supposed to fight terrorists, not Americans.
Yeah, supposed to be operating outside the boundaries of the U.S. Yeah.
And now they're keeping an enemies list, along with the Department of Defense, because they're all in on it, of people they disagree with. And they're going after social media. This has to stop. The Republican Party leadership must acknowledge this is going on. Must. Must. We don't have time. We don't have time to play games. And look, I'm telling you what's going on. You know who they just caught? There was some pretty good bills, actually, that would begin to force Google to stop shadow banning news the Democrats don't like. Do you know who killed them?
Who was that?
Who lobbied to kill them, whipped to kill them. This is going to blow your mind. Jim Jordan.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's taken a ton of Google cash.
Yeah.
And Google wants to continue to censor you, apparently for these people. So, I mean, when you've got this going on in our own party, that was broken by Steve Bannon, by the way, on his podcast, Andy Biggs and the rest. I mean, they're all in. I mean, they're just Republicans are outraged that it is literally Jim Jordan out there pretending to be against big tech, taking their money and getting us censored. So, I mean, we got a mess in the Republican Party. And this is why the Democrats get away with this. And I mean, I don't know what it's going to take, but we need to fix this. We need them to stop pretending. I know where they're pretending. Mitch McConnell's Victory Fund, and same with the Kevin McCarthy's, is loaded with Google and big tech money, and they are just going to keep their mouth shut.
It makes you wonder where the biggest threat is.
Our government, bar none.
Yeah, well.
Not even the Chinese, not the Russians, not even close. It's not even close. And I'll just come out and say it's not even close. Because we can't fight those entities properly because of our government censorship.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, good. I don't have to sound crazy anymore. Fox News finally following my lead and covering the story. Super, super important. I don't know if they got it from me, but I'm glad they figured out what the news is. The biggest story last week, even bigger, far bigger than the fact that the federal government, we're now learning this morning, the Defense Department spent $4.7 million so that their goons, their jackbooted goons, could fill out tickets and have you censored on social media for not telling, you know, for basically if you make the Democrat Party look bad. So we got the State Department is in on it, Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Defense all at war with you, using your own money. It's exciting. But that wasn't even the biggest story last week. And that, by the way, is one of the biggest scandals in American history. I mean, it's got no precedent. And it wasn't even a big story last week. No. The big story, if you watch one person, you don't have time to follow any other person in politics right now. You know who you follow? Jerome Powell. He is trying to build a Chinese-style social credit system. I've been screaming about this since this summer. I'm glad to see that Fox News and Dan Bongino is finally following my lead. This is why you listen to me, because I tell you first. And I lost my mind as soon as I saw the conference, as soon as I saw the preface. It was absolutely terrifying. It was an absolute show of totalitarian power, and everybody missed it. I'll tell you what happened. The head of our Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, who is building a social credit system right in front of our faces. It's not theoretical. It launches in 2023. It's just disguised as a digital payment system. But it will give them absolute, complete, and total control overnight without a single shot fired. Chinese style. So pay attention to Jerome Powell. So Jerome Powell pops up with Christine Lagarde. She is the head of the European Central Bank in a show of absolute terrifying force. And they want you to know, all of a sudden on a Tuesday afternoon, they've got something they frankly really want you to know. And what is that? Oh, central bank digital currency. Yeah, when we go to that, it's not going to be anonymous. What does that mean? Well, like Bitcoin's anonymous. I mean, you theoretically could tell who paid for something with a Bitcoin, but you'd need a forensic audit by an accountant. But not central bank digital currency, which Powell has been telling us all summer. We're going to have to go to. I mean, we're going to have to shore up the dollar. My God, I've done so much damage to the dollar with all the printing I did. We're going to have to fix it by going to central bank digital currency. So he's standing there with the head with the president of Bank of France, who is the head of the European Union central bank, right? And they both announced simultaneously, our currencies are not going to be anonymous. What does that mean? Well, they spelled it out. You're going to need ID. You're going to need ID to have cash, because there won't be any cash. You're going to need ID to have money. Why? What does that mean? They'll know every transaction. The money records you. The money records who spends it. The money records most especially what they spend it on. Why would the two of them come together and make that announcement? In the same 24-hour period, the Nords blew up. Those things are connected. Because Putin and the BRICS countries are launching their own digital currency to compete with the dollar. That's why. This is a currency war, and our country and Europe in concert intend to rule the world with our currency. It just didn't stop at our borders. This is the battle. This is the fight. This is why China and Russia are in it on one side. They know this is coming. And they want their own financial system. And we don't want them to have it. That is why we're at war in Ukraine. That is the real reason. We're trying to dethrone Putin and replace him with a puppet regime like Zelensky. Knowing that without Russia, BRICS can't do this. Chinese currency is too weak. I should say the Chinese economy is too weak. No one would invest in their currency. It's really wobbly right now. Not Russia, though. Not India. That's what's going on in the world. That's why they did that show of force at the exact time the Nord blew up, within that 24-hour period. Putin knew exactly what they were doing. They understood it perfectly. And that was at the exact moment when in Germany they were saying, we're going to take these sanctions off Russia. We don't want our factories idled. The number one most searched word in August on Google in Germany was firewood. They said, to heck with this. We're going to go lift the Russian sanctions. Why do we care about that? Because Putin has just one demand. You can have the energy of flow. You just got to buy it in rubles. Or he said some countries might get a special deal where they can pay in their own currency. But you can't pay in dollars. That's all. That's all that has to happen. Lights go back on. Factories turn back on. Nobody freezes. Nobody burns firewood. See what this is? This is a currency war for control. So I welcome Fox News to this story. We've been at it for quite a while, since the middle of the summer. And the way Powell does it is very, very clever. Very clever. Because he says, I might not do it, but if I do it, it's not going to be anonymous. You're going to live in a totalitarian regime. And yes, we will track everything you do. I was a quiet party, didn't say out loud. How do I know he's going to do it? Very simple. Look up something called FedNow. FedNow. Look at what, put in Wall Street Journal and FedNow. What is FedNow? FedNow launches next year. This is not theoretical. He pretends it is, but it's not. FedNow is a digital payment system. It's a system on which central bank digital currency either will run, or, according to Yahoo Finance, we may not even need central bank digital currency because this system will do it. It launches in 2023. This is not theoretical. It would do the same thing. What do you need? Well, it's not going to be anonymous, says Powell. You're going to have to register with the government. So sorry about that. Oh, did you buy? You wanted another gun? Can't have that. Ammo? Nope. We're not going to let you do that. This is why everything is happening that you're seeing. 87,000 IRS agents. Why do we need that? Because we're going to know every single transaction. All of them. That's why. Why all of a sudden do credit card companies, digital, why do they need a code all of a sudden for ammo purchases and gun purchases? Because of this. This is the biggest story on earth. We may end up in nuclear war with Russia over it because Russia and China are like, oh, heck with that. And India's like, to heck with that. You're not ruling our people. We'll rule our people. They're not good guys or bad guys. They just want to rule their own slaves. Just like our people do. They want to make you a slave, and you will be if they do this. You will be. So welcome, Fox News, to this story. I'm glad you're awake. Took Dan Bongino to do it yesterday. Stay on it. It is the biggest story on the planet. It explains everything we are seeing happen. So that attack on the Nords by us or by our proxy was an attack on who? Say it with me. Russia? Yeah. Kind of, it sent a message to Russia. Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. No, it was an attack on Germany. It said to Germany, when you get cold, when you shiver, when you are burning firewood for fuel, don't you dare capitulate to the Russians. Don't you dare pay for that firewood. Oh, by the way, you know who's going to sell them the firewood? Russia. It's Russia. Russia is the chief producer. Anyway, it's so funny. God, it's so funny. But they're saying to Germany, don't you dare. Don't you dare. You will buy our natural gas and you'll buy it for dollars, damn it. You're going to be on this system. You're going to be on it. So if you have time to follow one person and only one person, watch this unfold. I do it every day in silent panic, hoping, praying somebody would report this. Watch Jerome Powell. He said the Federal Reserve is not a federal agency. If they somehow have control over our money, it's very strange. Shouldn't be. They should destroy the Fed. Do away with it. We don't need it. It's not in the Constitution. Just like the FBI is not in the Constitution. Just like the DOJ is not in the Constitution. We don't need any of this. We don't need this. We don't need to rule the world through the Fed. That is why Jerome Powell is taking the economy down. He's going to take it down just enough. He did the printing to cause the crisis. Now he's doing the interest rate hiking to cause the pain. So you will beg for this system and your own enslavement. It's all right there. I mean, it's been going on all summer. Battleground Podcast, y'all. You wouldn't know all about it. By the way, you can get to Battleground Podcast by texting keyword Battleground to 71307. Months, if not years ahead. Battleground Podcast, 71307. Text keyword Battleground. You can get it anytime you want. Better to subscribe on the Odyssey app, but whatever you need to do. This is the fight of our time. This is the reason for the censorship, for the 87,000 IRS agents. The reason for all of it. This is everything. It's going down now. It starts in 2023. It's on.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Finally, I've been on this since June. Finally, it hits Fox News yesterday. Look, folks, can we stop this? Yes, we can stop this. Congress can stop this. But they're going to have to take definitive action, or we're going to live under a social credit system, possibly as early as next year. But do they need congressional approval to do this? No, they don't. No, they don't. So I want you to hear, so it's not just me telling you this stuff. I'm not, and I hate when I'm the only one saying stuff because I know I sound crazy. I know I do. I'm just early. I got a lot of 704 area codes on the text line. Those are folks who've been listening to me since way back in Charlotte. That's 15, 16 years, because you know I'm right long term. I just sound nuts in the beginning when I'm the only one saying it. It's always such a comfort when I don't have to be the only one anymore. So I want you to hear Dan Bongino and currency expert Leah Halper, she's a cryptocurrency expert on Fox News, say what the Fed has just launched now. There's two systems. There's central bank digital currency, but there's also something called FedNow. FedNow is already a go, okay? It comes out next year. It's over. It's done. It's not theoretical. It's a digital system. It is so horrific that the banks, who are normally creatures of the globalists, of the left, fought for 7 long years viciously against this system, because it's going to wipe the banks out. There'll only be one bank. It's going to be the federal government through the Federal Reserve, and they will rule like dictators. Here's why. Here's Dan Bongino on Fox News. We welcome Fox to finally be talking about this. Please, for the love of God, keep talking.
Now the Fed's saying the quiet part out loud. They want a digital currency. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the biggest surveillance tool you will ever see in human history. They're now saying the quiet part out loud about the creation of a central bank digital currency. Take a listen.
So it would not be anonymous. It would not be an anonymous bearer instrument. We would be looking to balance privacy protection with identity verification, which has to be done, of course, in today's traditional banking system.
This is the ultimate surveillance tool, isn't it?
Absolutely. And anonymity isn't even the worst of our problems. The worst of our problems is the fact that it's going to be programmable. Because it is digital, it means the money can be programmed to be spent in any way in which the central bank or the government decides. So one of my particular concerns is the World Economic Forum, because they're talking about implementing a carbon allowance. Now, this means each individual will be given a certain amount of, whether it's credit or whatever it is, carbon that they are allowed to emit. And how do they implement that? Through a central bank digital currency. currency. So if I buy too many plane tickets or if I buy too much meat because those things are all supposedly very bad for the environment, my money when I go to fill up my car could then be declined. So now they're literally controlling what we can and can't do with our money. It's also important to realize that the money can expire. So during times of economic uncertainty, central banks love to print lots and lots of money, which causes inflation. But we could get to a point where they say, instead of printing money, guys, you have to spend at least 10% of your savings in the next 3 months. If you don't spend that money in the next 3 months, then that money is going to expire. And if you can't save money, well, then you can't build long-lasting generational wealth. You're always going to be a slave to the system. And, you know, I don't think people really understand the severity of this. Money is literally the energy which fuels your life. If you don't have freedom of money, you don't have freedom of anything. Dan, I know you talk about the Second Amendment. You know, if they don't need to necessarily get rid of the Second Amendment, but they can just say they can program your money so that you can't actually go and buy a gun. So, again, it really is the most tyrannical form of surveillance we will ever see. When they control the money, they control the world.
Texter writes, if I get rid of apps on my phone, could I avoid a social credit system? No, you cannot. It's only one way to do it. You got to grow your own food on your own land, all of it. You have to be completely self-sufficient for everything, clothing, food, anything you would buy with money. Can you do that? No, you can't, can you? That's the catch. It's a perfect system. Again, that's what the IRS agents are for. That's what everything I've been telling you is about. It's all the same story. Why, for instance, does the EPA suddenly need an army? Why do they need $20 billion to build a nitrogen army? Why were they just given the ability to fully, as they see fit, regulate nitrogen, climate change? No, that's a lie. Because people are going to try to escape the system that's coming in 2023. They're going to try to escape it. What are they going to do? They're going to grow food. And people are going to figure out, wow, I can grow a lot of food on like an acre or two. I can grow a shocking amount of food. I might make it if I can. That's why they need the EPA army. It's going to be about 15,000 strong to tell you, nope, you can, no nitrogen. But folks, you cannot do much without nitrogen, especially not in the second and third time you grow a crop in the soil. You have to reamend with nitrogen. See, people are sending me texts, grow your own food. You can't. The EPA won't let you. That's why they're building a 15,000 strong army to come to your land and go, no fertilizer. Good luck growing without it. This is all the same story. We can stop it. But we have got to do two things. One of them looks like what we're going to do, take the House. We'll see if they cheat. By the way, Nancy Pelosi scared the heck out of me yesterday. When she said they're going to keep the House, I'm like, how? Oh, you going to cheat? She seemed awfully confident. That freaks me out. So we need them to take back the House. We need to take back the Senate. And we need to get rid of two people. Kevin McCarthy must go. Mitch McConnell must go, or we are not going to make it. We do not have 4.5 more years for Mitch to screw around while we wait out the end of his 6-year term. He's retiring at the end of the term. We don't have time. We don't have it. Can we defeat this? Yes, we can absolutely defeat this. It's just going to take legislation from Congress to pass and big enough majorities to do it. Unfortunately, it's going to have to be a veto-proof majority because Joe Biden will veto it. But we can't even get that far with our current leadership. We cannot keep this leadership. We cannot. We cannot. Texter writes, can't live on your own land without paying taxes, and that puts you into the social credit score. Yeah, guess what? Guess what you're going to have to pay taxes in? They're going to get you coming and going. You can't escape any other way but to defeat them. We have to have Congress in large enough numbers vote not to do this or it's over. Texter writes, please post this stuff on Twitter. I'm going to lose my mind. Okay, y'all, Battleground Podcast. I've been at this since this summer. This is why you listen. It's always, look, these podcasts are always up on my social media. Go there. I don't care. Getter, Gab, Twitter, Facebook, pick one. It's always there. Or just text keyword Battleground to 71307. Apparently mandatory listening for the Fox editorial planning meeting. It's got to be. For God's sake. All right. Text Battleground to 71307 anytime, any day. My podcast right there. Better yet, subscribe on Odyssey. And you'll understand all this. Go back to the last few weeks of podcasts. I deep dive into it. Right on cue, this is literally breaking. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, home to so much evil, announced a $1.27 billion donation to advance global goals. Among those, $200 million to expand digital public infrastructure for central bank digital currency. Global Digital ID, which was just announced by Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. He was appointed by Trump and then reappointed by Biden. He was so bad, Biden kept him. So that's where we are. Texter writes, what happens to illegal drugs dealers, users with digital currency? See, okay, you're asking the right questions. And this is going to be one of the ways they'll sell it, because this is how they sold this system in China, the total surveillance system. There's more than a billion cameras operating in China, by the way. They surveil everything. And you know what has happened in a lot of the areas of China? No crime. I mean, there's literally none. They surveil everything, right? There's no secret transactions there. And they'll tell the public, we'll go crime-free. It'll be virtually impossible to commit crime, and they won't be wrong. It'll be virtually impossible to do anything without their permission, too. They forget that part. But yeah, that'll be part of the sales pitch. In fact, Janet Yellen has talked about that extensively, that we need to see where our Treasury Secretary, that we need, I did a podcast on that, too, in the last year. You gotta listen to the battleground. Janet Yellen said, our Treasury Secretary, yeah, we need to know where the money goes, and we need to know how people spend it, and they will. The money will report back. It's freaky, but it does. Again, this could be done in one of two ways, okay? Either through central bank digital currency, where Powell's always like, hey, it's going to be anonymous. Yeah, don't worry, but we don't know if we'll do it. Or they could do it on the FedNow system. They've already launched that. It's called FedNow. Either way will work, one of those two systems, or they could have central bank digital currency run on the FedNow system. But that Nexus, it's not theoretical. It's going to launch next year. In fact, the demonstration project launched about a week ago, and they'll expand it next year. But, you know, the pain can stop anytime we want. The banks are even on our side on this one. Like, how can we not win this one?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.